The Reduced Shakespeare Company. Where shtick happens.
Hello! Thanks for streaming us or downloading and listening on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Michael Faulkner of one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast number 98. Michael Faulkner reporting. All right, at this point, some of you are probably thinking, who's this guy? I know you're probably used to hearing the dulcet, pedantic tones of Austin Titchener hosting this podcast, but I'm sort of taking over for him for now. Just as I've taken over for him on the road in the last few years. I've played so many of Austin's roles in all the RSC shows, and it was just a matter of time, really. He's getting old. So I've been traveling all around the country these last couple of weeks, helping out, performing, and shoving a microphone in the faces of the RSC actors. My first stop was in Richmond, Virginia, a few weeks ago for the opening weekend of the Complete History of America Abridged Tour. It was also the first performances of new RSC actor Jeff Marlowe, who was playing my role. He should be hosting his own podcast very soon. Before the show, I talked to the guys and I asked RSC almost veteran Dustin Sullivan to compare Jeff to Austin. You know, the other guy who plays my role.
His hair is darker.
That's good. Good. Okay, good. And he wears glasses, which Austin and I do as well. Did Jeff's glasses remind you of Sarah Palin?
Well, he is a sexy beast, if that's what you mean.
There's a lot about me that reminds people of Sarah Palin. Yeah.
How are you going to do tonight, Jeff? We got any predictions?
I think it's great. We're in great shape.
All right. I'm going to be in the balcony on the iPod doing a talk about during the show. So, yeah, I'll be doing the DVD commentary on your performance as the mentor handing the hat off to you.
Play-by-play, kind of, you know, every line flub, there's going to be a little, like, scorecard, that kind of thing. Great.
Just as Jerry did with Mick, and I believe it was done one other time with in the Chicago performances.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
Very supportive of,
Yeah, that's good. Have you been on a podcast before? Have you been properly introduced?
Yes, I have. I had a long conversation with Mr. Titchener earlier.
Okay, good. That's good. Did he allow you to brag?
To what?
Did he allow you to brag?
Oh, there's no bragging to be done.
I thought there was, with your appearance on Grey's Anatomy and all your illustrious TV career that is more recent than anything any of the rest of us have done, with the possible exception of Jerry.
Jerry's a big star. Everyone knows him here in Richmond.
And Dustin, how about your television career? How's that going?
I'm still kind of working off the Valtrex commercial. I'm remembered fondly for that, and I'm looking for a follow-up.
All right. Yeah. So what are you thinking next time, Viagra?
I hope so. I mean, there are a lot of commercial scripts coming through my agent. You know, I'm trying to find the next big piece that can really move people.
Yeah. Cialis? It'll move something anyway.
That's just terrible.
All right, so we'll check it back in with them after the show and see how they feel about it afterwards. I am seated in the catwalk above the stage, above the house, at the back of the house, here in beautiful Richmond, Virginia. Jeff Marlowe and Dustin Sullivan are about to do their first performance of America, the Complete History of America Abridged. They have a pretty nice crowd here. Looks about three-quarters